Earl Cameron, of course, kicking off our top Vandal moments, top Vandal sports games in the last several years, and airing the Mount Carmel game from last year, which is kind of, I think, safe to say, the defining moment of your kicking career at Vandalia High School. Game-winning field goal, 5.4 seconds to go to send the Vandals to the third round of the playoffs for the first time in school history. So just kind of overall got to be one of the, favorite moments of your sports career, I'm guessing.
Yes, for sure. It is definitely one of the biggest sports memories that I think I'll ever remember. And I think that it was definitely like a changing feel for me. It's not something I really experienced before. And then just with that 5 seconds on the clock, it just kind of all hits you at once, makes you step back, take a breath, and realize, don't worry, don't sweat it. It's something you do all the time in practice, and you can't let it go to your head when it's times like that, because that's when you start thinking about it too much, and it can all just go south pretty quick. So I felt confident going into that kick because of the practices that we had the week before. So I was ready for it. I mean, I had a feeling that it might happen at the end of the third quarter, so I just kind of embraced myself for it. Took a moment by myself on the sidelines just to mentally prepare myself for what was about to happen so that I could go out there and hopefully make my team proud.
Of course, you talked about, the couple of weeks of practice leading up to that, but you just look at what you did in the games leading up to that. Of course, didn't start kicking until your junior year and had a really good junior season, and then your senior season, you go in and I know there were some bumps in the road occasionally along but then just the last couple of weeks leading up to that North MAC game, of course, Greenville, the big rivalry, went 6 for 6 point after attempts. The one field goal went 1 for 1, so pretty much perfect on the night at Greenville. North MAC, we all know how that ended, with just a 7-0, grinded out battle, but 1 for 1 on your point after attempt there, so had to be feeling pretty on heading into the Mount Carmel game.
Yeah, the weekend before with North MAC, it was a little setback in my mind, like during the game and stuff, but I couldn't rely on that game. I couldn't stay on the pass, because if I knew that if I just stuck with that, then I'd be down, and I couldn't let that happen for the team and for what they needed me for. So the very moment that game was over, I shook it off, and I made sure to make up for it in the coming practice. And I worked on kicking a lot that week. That's basically all I did during practices. I went out there, grabbed a bag of balls, and I focused on kicking. We worked on a tempo a lot with the snapper and the holder, so it was definitely going to be an important part of this week that we knew was coming up. So we made sure to plan out for it. We took a lot of time out of practice just to get that rhythm down, so we knew that if it came down to the situation like it did, that we would be prepared and that we wouldn't even question it.
So, of course, you get all that worked out, and you've worked so hard on all that, and you get into the game, and of course, Thomas Ritchie busts off the 66-yard, touchdown run in that first quarter there, and go out there, and just something was kind of off and didn't get that kick up and good, but it seemed like from there, things just kind of clicked back into place, because then, of course, you had the TD pass from Matthew Wells to Garrett Austin in the second, nailed that kick. Thomas Ritchie had another 6-yard run, nailed that kick in the third. So you guys are tied up 20-20 there, and it just kind of seemed like after that first one, that just as you said, you kind of, that flow, it seemed to just come right back to you.
Yes, for sure. It definitely felt like it clicked back into place, I was relying on, so I went into it a little bit more confident, knowing that I can make this. I've been making it during the game. Don't worry about it. Don't think about it, because the more you think about it, the more I'm probably going to mess myself up. So that's what I tried to do. I tried to think about it as little as possible, because I knew in the back of my mind that this is something that I can do. I've made field goals from this distance plenty of times in practice. It was something that was coming more natural to me, and it was coming easier for me. So I knew that I shouldn't sweat it. Don't think about it too much, because it was definitely something I knew I could handle. It's just how I made sure I could execute it during the game. And so that was one of the biggest things, was just don't think about it too much. And that's what our coaches were telling me, that you've done this. You've done this in practice multiple times. So don't sweat it. Just go out there, pretend like nobody's there, and kick a football. So that's what I tried to do for the most part.
Being an athlete, played a lot of sports over the years and everything. And you talked about, you know, gathering yourself on the sideline. And, of course, I remember as a photographer looking over and, you know, you were down on the ground and dropped to a knee and had your jersey pulled up. And it just kind of, it seemed like in that moment that that's exactly, what, you know, obviously that's what you want from an athlete. But it seemed like in that moment that that was kind of all the training that you had done, regardless of whether it's football, track, you know, even baseball back in the day, it seemed like everything that you had done, that you were kind of using that to center yourself and prepare for the moment.
Yeah, that that moment right there is the moment I think that it helped me all the way, because about 3 minutes left of the third quarter, you know, everybody was coming up to me, hey, you're gonna have to kick, blah 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 blah. And so when I started hearing that, it kind of like started to hit me a little bit. I was like, okay, this actually might be happening if per se we don't score. So right there at the end of the third quarter, I knew that I needed to calm down, just think about what I could do, because I'm not gonna lie, I was very nervous. I was kind of shaking a little bit. So I went over by myself, got down on my just crunched down a little bit, pulled my jersey up, just I just said a quick prayer, because I was like, I know that the Lord's got my back on this, and then if it's meant to be, I'll make this kick. So I made sure to just calm myself, mentally prepare for what was about to happen if I was put in that situation. And like you said, like the times beforehand were the bad kicks, the good kicks, I made sure to get all of that out of my head and to focus on what was about to happen, because this is what I've been practicing for. And I mean, a game-winning field goal is kind of a kicker's dream, so I wanted to execute it to the best of my ability so to make sure that I could pull through for the team.
You hit the kick, and I think everybody remembers, you know, the dash to the sideline. First person, you jumped into the arms of Matthew Wells. Of course, that's your quarterback. He had been a leader of the team for several years. Jumped in the arms of Anthony Enloe, another senior. So in that moment, knowing that what you guys had done, whether, you know, it was Matthew, Thomas, Anthony, you know, any of those, that huge senior group that you had, knowing that you're able to do that and that you guys had come together as a team and done something that nobody had ever done, you know, what was that like for you, being able to know, hey, look what our group did, look what we have done to notch our place in history in Vandals football?
Definitely. I mean, it took me probably a solid 10 minutes to cool down and to figure out what happened after I made the kick. Yeah, like you said, I made the kick, and before it even went through the uprights, I saw I was on track. I was turning around, running towards the sideline. I knew that it went in, and it was one of the best feelings that I've ever felt in, like, sports, along the sports side of things. So I just ran over to my team, because I was like, I just accomplished my dream as a kicker. I made the game-winning kick. And it's something, it felt really cool and really special having your whole team there all around you, lifting you up, knowing that this is what you've been working for all year long and that you have the support of those guys behind my back. And I could say without their support, I don't think that, I think it would have been a different story. So they definitely helped me along the way. They pushed me to be better, but also that pushing helped us grow as a better team. Knowing that they had my back through thick and thin, through all of it, it just definitely hit home, and it hit really strong knowing that I had that support system from all my teammates.
Didn't quite get the result that you guys wanted that next week. Just a really tough loss to Williamsville. But getting through that game and knowing that you guys had stopped in the third round, weren't going to continue going on, you know, just looking around at that group, like I said, I already mentioned some of the guys' names, but, you know, looking at Zane Ulmer and Kyle Phillips, you know, Plunkett, Durbin Kaiser, Gavin Davis, you know, all of those guys, just looking around at that huddle, or pretty much the line, as you guys had that line where you guys went through and your teammates were hugging you at the end.
Yeah.
What did it mean to you to be able to have that run again with all those guys?
Yeah, that was definitely one of the more, I would say, touching moments in it, because I played in my younger years in junior high, and I decided to take a break from football. And like you said, I came back my junior and senior year, and the way that they just kind of all welcomed me back like I was never gone was a great feeling. And then getting to stand in that line with all the seniors, knowing what we just accomplished this season and what the history that we made, was one of the greatest feelings, knowing that I could say I did that with friends that I've grown up with my whole life. So it was not just a team aspect of it, but the whole friendship side of thing. We're all good friends. And just to be able to say I did that with those group of friends is like no other. That way, it's just like the support that you have on your back the whole way, it was amazing.